More Arizonans today, in fact, nearly two-thirds of those surveyed, are concerned about climate change and view it as a serious problem. That's one of the main findings from the latest Conservation in the West poll. Every year for the last 9 years, the Colorado College State of the Rockies Project has conducted the new poll, and over that time, they've seen the attitudes of people in western states change about climate change, the environment, and public lands. But there has been one constant for them over that time, the importance of the natural environment around them. I spoke with Dave Metz more about this. He's a partner with FM3 Research, one of two firms that conducted the survey of 3,200 people in Arizona, Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Nevada, New Mexico, Utah, and Wyoming. He began with that finding about Arizonans, though, and climate change.
Yeah, well, what we're seeing in Arizona, as we're seeing across the West and frankly across the country, is significantly increasing concern about the issue of climate change. When we asked Arizonans just 3 years ago in 2016 how concerned they were about climate change, about 3 in 5 told us that they viewed it as a serious problem. And that's gone up 10 points in just the last 3 years to 73%. So that's a pretty significant increase in a relatively short period of time.
Right. And that's in Arizona. Does this reflect the broader numbers that you found in other western states?
It does. We saw basically the same kind of movement across the entire western United States. Numbers went up overall by about 8 points region-wide across the last 3 years.
What are the partisan breakdowns here?
Well, this does remain a partisan issue, and frankly, it is one of the most partisan issues in American life today. In the current poll, 93% of the Democrats we interviewed identified it as a serious problem compared to just 45% of Republicans. So it's about twice as many Democrats are concerned as Republicans are. But I would note that the change we've seen over the last couple of years has occurred across party lines. So whether you're a Republican, an independent, or a Democrat in the West, you are growing increasingly concerned about climate change.
Okay. Let's talk about public lands, one of the other major issues in the West, obviously. When you asked folks in these states about that, what were the general, the big picture findings here?
Well, I guess the first thing to really make note of is that the sort of spectacularly beautiful natural setting is a major reason why people live in the West, and it's one of the things that they really love most about it. And we certainly see that in Arizona. A majority of Arizona voters, 53%, tell us that having public lands like national forests and parks and trails nearby is a significant reason why they live in the western United States. So this is something that's really an important part of people's day-to-day lives. And we see in the survey data that they recognize that public lands not only contribute to their quality of life, but are also an economic driver. And so there's this sort of dual set of motivations people have: good quality of life and also an important economic engine for the state.
What about when it comes to funding conservation efforts then, and sort of the policy that comes around that idea of keeping public lands?
Well, this is an area where we have also seen some real changes over time across the region. In 2017, we asked people to indicate how much of a problem they thought a lack of resources to care for public lands was. And at that time, it was about 3 in 5 that told us they viewed that as a serious problem. But that has grown steadily year by year as we've done the survey, and currently more than 3/4 of Western voters identify it as a serious problem, with more than 2 in 5 telling us they view it as a very serious problem. A related question that we asked in the poll asked respondents to tell us if they would be willing to support an increase in local taxes or fees in order to fund conservation efforts at the local level, so within their own individual community. And what was striking there was not only did over 2/3 of Western voters tell us they would support that kind of a tax increase, but it cut across partisan lines. It was not only 87% of Democrats that expressed support, but a 53% majority of Republicans as well.
So given these views and the way that you've seen them shift in recent years and the way in which they, in multiple cases here, sort of go against the policies of the current administration, what do you think is behind this? Is this reactionary?
No, I think this really speaks to the deep values that voters in the West have and the connection that they really have with the land. It's striking. In our research, when we ask people how often they recreate outdoors, the rates of outdoor recreation among voters in the West are so much higher than what we see in other parts of the country. And to a large degree, that's because public lands are right in people's backyard. even in major cities. And so people really feel like that's a central part of their lives, and they feel a sense of ownership and a desire to protect these areas that they feel contribute so much to their quality of life. And when they get the sense that those protections are being removed or that those the things they enjoy about those lands may be threatened, I think you see the kind of reaction that we see here. But the basic values that are motivating it have really been very, very constant over the decade that we've been conducting these polls. The commitment to protecting what makes their quality of life so good from the natural environment has remained very steady.
All right. Dave Metz, thank you so much for joining us to talk about this.
My pleasure.
Dave Metz is a partner with FM3 Research, one of the firms behind the new Conservation in the West poll released by the Colorado College's State of the Rockies project.